Eish tu kad bikir bi is a very important tina Yisrael, because we usually sing it. You know the song? This kina is a German custom to sing, and it's like the seventh inning stretch of the keynote, I always say. The reason I say that is because what you're doing here is you're contrasting Jerusalem, leaving Jerusalem, with the leaving of Egypt. When you left Mitzrayim, you left Egypt, you know very well how happy we were. The day we left slavery was the happiest day. We commemorated with the Seder every year. Not only with the Seder did we commemorate it. Many mitzvot we do is all Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know a few. You say it every morning in Shema.
Oh, okay.
Tzitzis. Right? Not only tzitzis. Tefillin is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Kiddush you say, on Friday night even, Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is hard to understand why Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We won't go into it now, but it's an interesting question. I'll just say off the cuff, in Egypt, they didn't give us a day's rest. They said, you don't deserve a day's rest. The fact that there's only one master of the world, God, and he says, well, I'm a better master than Egypt. I give you a day of rest. That could be the reason why we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. There's many mitzvahs, so you actually understand how important the leaving of Egypt was. And unfortunately, when you left Jerusalem, it was absolutely sad. So one line is happy and one line is sad, except for the last line of the Kina. The last line of the Kina is both happy, because we say that we left Egypt and we'll come back to Jerusalem. And you have to understand that Tisha B'Av is a very sad day, but the only reason we lament Jerusalem is because we think we're going to go back. If we didn't think we're going to go back, we would say, forget about it. Therefore, we end Eicha with what pasuk? Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. So therefore, Ray, we speak in this kina about leaving Egypt versus leaving Jerusalem. Leaving Egypt was the happiest time in the world. Leaving Jerusalem was the saddest time in the world. And ultimately, we end with the hope we'll come back to Jerusalem. And the only reason you're sitting on the floor now and you're lamenting Jerusalem is because you think one day there's going to be a temple. And one day we will get back there. And God does care about Jerusalem. He didn't close the book on the Jewish nation. He believes we'll get back there. If you didn't care, you wouldn't lament. You would lament about your car if you believe that your car can come back to life after the accident. If you can't, you don't lament about your car. It's verworfen. It's finished. Forget it. It's ois. When you care about something, you lament for it. If you think that there's a chance that it can come back, you lament. Now you're going to ask me, well, someone dies. You lament for that person. It doesn't come back. Not true. Not true. Is going to be Tchiyas HaMeitim in the times of the Messiah. We believe that the person is not living in this world, they're living in a better world. Therefore, what do we use in English? Beautiful term. We don't say die. What do we say? Passed on. You passed on to the next world. Life continues. Not in this world. Not in the physical world with us. Somewhere else. We understand very well that when Jerusalem was destroyed, it wasn't just us that suffered. God suffered. I'll tell you a story. Do you remember Rabbi Herlin? Doesn't mean anything to anyone, right? In 2000, when the Intifada broke out, the new Intifada broke out. There's so many Intifadas, you got to now say. The Intifada of the 80s and the Intifada of the 2000s. When the Intifada broke out, he went on a tiyul, he went on a little trip, right above the Tomb of Yosef in Shechem. The Tomb of Yosef, if you remember, was burnt to the crisp by the Palestinians. He left a soldier in there. It was a terrible situation. So he was right above it in the famous mountain called Har Gerizim. If you remember in the Bible, there were two mountains that the Jews were supposed to stand on when they came into Israel and hear the blessings and the curses. Har Gerizim and Har Ival. And he was standing above, and he was looking down, and decided to say to sing Psalm 23. You know Psalm 23, right? A psalm of David, my shepherd, I shall not fear, etc. We always say it at funerals. Because it's a very sad psalm, and we always say, God at least is with me. So we say the words, and we sing it at Shalashuddas every week. Gam ki elech begeitz al mavet, lo ira ra, ki ataim adi. Now what does that mean? We usually punctuate it like this. Even if we go in the shadow of death, I will not fear, because God, you're with me. Okay. He said, nah, you're putting the, what's that called? The comma. You're putting the comma in the wrong place. It's not Gan Kiech the Gates of Mavet when you go in the shadow of death, fine. Lo Ira Ra, no bad will happen to you because God is with you. Let's face it. When they went in the shadow of death in Auschwitz, bad things did happen, even if God was with them. Rather, it's like this. Lo Ira, I will not fear. Comma. Ra Ki Atayim Adi. But it's terrible that you're with me. Namely, human beings get killed in road accidents, natural causes. But you know what really gets me, God? I'm in the shadow of death. It gets me that it's terrible because you're with me. If you were not with me, human beings die. But God is with us. The day that the Jews left Jerusalem, God left Jerusalem. The day the Jews suffer, God suffers. Ultimately, there was a Jerusalem down on earth, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where Mizgad Al-Aqsa is today, where that golden kippah is, and above there was a Jerusalem, in heaven. If we destroy the Jerusalem down here, destroy the Jerusalem up there. So it's not just the Jewish people that are suffering, it's God that's suffering together with them. So ultimately we're saying, I will not fear, but Raki Atai Madi, it's terrible to me. God, you're with me. You have to be privy to this terrible situation. You're with me. What we say in this kina is that Seitim in Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt, God, you were with us. How do we know God was with us when we left Egypt? Take a wild guess. Let me ask you a question. At my Seder this year, we made various different shticks for the ten plagues. We started with the shtick for Dam. What's Dam? Blood. So what did we do? We took ice cube trays, we put tomato juice in it, and we said there was blood everywhere, there was blood in the faucets. Ah, let me show you where there was blood. And we gave everyone a red ice cube. They all got crazy, they thought it was blood. We said, no, it's just tomato juice. Tzvardeya. Frogs. We put frogs all over the place, frogs everywhere. Then we got the hail. So what did we do? My little brother was here from Israel, we took the ping pong balls, he shot it at our heads. Beautiful. 9 out of the 10 plagues we got shtick for. Even for choshech, for darkness, we took those masks that you put on your eyes and we put black tape over their eyes. Put them on the face. This is all said to me by a rabbi, used to be the rabbi in Israel, to say, great shticks. We got stuck at one of them. You know which one? Makat Pachor wrote, the plague of the firstborn. How are you going to do that? A good one, huh? And I must admit, I was biased because I'm the firstborn. I didn't want him to do that plague. I was a little scared for my life. I was the firstborn at the table. Tali was the firstborn. We were a little scared. But ultimately, how do we know God was with the Jewish people? Who else can have done a makat becharot, kill every firstborn in Egypt? First of all, how would you know it was the firstborn? Secondly, how did they all die instantly at midnight? Third of all, how did you step over the Jewish home? It was all a miracle. We know God was with us. A master never lets a slave go free. Egypt lets endless slaves go free overnight. The parting of the Red, the Sea of Reeds, couldn't have happened without God. The revelation at Sinai couldn't have happened without God. Any of the various makos couldn't have happened without God, right? But we also know that when we left Jerusalem, God was with us. Because if God is with us then, He's with us now. It's the same coin, two sides of it. God is with the Jewish people. If we're in exile, God's in exile. And we also lament the fact that God, you're suffering together with us. So God, do something. Change the situation. It's enough already. You want to go back to Jerusalem. And as I said last night, in the name of Napoleon, not a great Jewish leader, but Napoleon. Napoleon said that if the Jews in Paris were sitting on the floor and crying for something that happened at his time, 1,800 years ago, we're sitting here today, 1938 years since the destruction of the temple, that's the only way we're going to get it back. If we mourn for it. יש דוקד בקירבי בהלותי עלי בי בצייתי ממצרים כי נעירה למען נזכירה בצייתי מירושלים אז ישיר משה שיר לא ינשה בצייתי ממצרים ויקונה ירמיה ונענה ונעיה בצייתי מירושלים